Book of Zechariah for this evening. Zechariah chapter 4. Since you liked it so well this morning, let me just tell you again tonight, I'll be as brief as I can be. I knew that went over so good this morning. We'll try it again tonight. My verse of focus is actually verse number 6, the latter part of verse number 6. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now that's a good verse. It's a good thing to get a hold of and hang on to. But there's some preliminary comments here that are important to the context. And just as important to this particular context, they are also important to our context, for us to be able to hang on to that verse. It's good stand alone, but the preliminary comments add a whole lot of information and a whole lot of foundation to what that verse is saying. The angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. Apparently, Zechariah had an experience before. And if you go and read, I think that it was a night vision that he had before. This time, that individual, that angel, came in and woke him up. Apparently, he wanted him to see for himself, not just have a nighttime vision. And he said unto me, "What do you see?" And I said, "I have looked, and behold, the candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side thereof." I don't know if you can picture that or not. We have two olive trees. You know what olive trees are for? At least in this particular environment, the olive trees would be a little bit different than what we would think of as the necessity of olive trees. If you don't like olives, you're saying that the olive tree has no value whatsoever. If you like olives to eat, then you might say there's a little bit of a value to these trees. You can have some olives. But the context here, the valid point or the value of these trees goes way beyond a little bit of a snack food or a little bit of an additional piece of something to go on your pizza or just to sit and eat. You see, these two trees is what provided the oil for the burning of the lamps. And the burning of the lamps was vital to represent the presence, the divine presence of God. This was no small issue. This was no small idea. This was a very real, very powerful picture that was painted. You have seven lamps on this golden candlestick. You have a bowl upon the top of it. You have seven pipes that come out of the bowl, and I'm believing that there's seven pipes to every lamp. That adds up to quite a few pipes that are flowing. Now there's a side note here, there's a side line that we can get off on. Sometimes the old time preachers would call it a rabbit trail. There's a rabbit trail that you could get to. If there are seven lamps and seven pipes going to each lamp, then I think that my math is correct, that there's 49 pipes that are going. How big is the opportunity to plug up one of those pipes? for something to fall in, get in the way, and begin to stop the flow of the oil to the lamp. Now, I told you that that's a sideline. It's what they used to call as a rabbit trail. We could go down a long rabbit trail talking about all of the things that can stop up the oil flowing to the lamp. A lot of things. Not necessarily sinful things. Oh, yeah, sinful things will definitely plug it up, but not necessarily sinful things can plug up the lamp. I don't want to go down that trail tonight necessarily. I want you to think about it. I hope that I've said enough to cause you to think about it. But this candlestick holding seven lamps, with all of these pipes going down to the lamps, and this bowl is filled with oil from the olive trees. The angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, "Knowest thou not what these be?" And I said, "No, my Lord, I don't." And that's when the angel of the Lord came back to Zechariah and said, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by your strength, it's not by your power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Alexander McLaren said that if the lamp was fed with oil, it would burn. That's simple enough, isn't it? If the lamp was fed with oil, it would burn. And there would be a temple for it to stand in. But then Alexander McLaren went further. He said, if we try to imagine the feebleness of the handful of discouraged men and the ring of enemies that round about them, we may feel the sweetness of the promise which bade them not despond because they had little of what the word calls might. They recognized they didn't have any power. They recognized that they didn't have any might. They were needing something else. And the vision to them was that if they relied on the lamp, the oil, the trees, God would provide what was needed. Now, here's a thought that is startling in this particular context. Commonly, the oil is representative of the Holy Spirit. A.W. Tozer said that if God were to take the Holy Spirit out of this world, most of what the church is doing would go right on and nobody would know the difference. That jumps out at me. That jumps out at me because if he's right, then we're essentially just spinning our wheels. How much do we really rely on the Holy Spirit? Somebody said that we've become set in our ways. But they are not the ways of God's blessing and God's power. I wish I knew what was meant by our ways. Is it our ways of priorities? Is it our ways of ideas, our plans, our goals, our anticipations? Have we become so saturated with our ideas and our goals that we have really forgotten what God wants to do and failed to have the oil of the Holy Spirit lubricating everything that happens in our lives? Isn't it the book of James that talks to us about the fervent prayer of a righteous man? fervent prayer of a righteous man. Jim Cimbala said that revival comes when people get dissatisfied with what is and yearn deeply for what could be. For what could be. I suppose, I think that I can imagine the words here of Jim Cimbala saying that he is talking about or he could be referencing this particular lamp. I'm talking about this lamp here in Zechariah. Revival comes when people get dissatisfied with what is and yearn deeply for what could be. That we become the vessel that God can pour His oil through to reach an outside world. Wouldn't that be phenomenal? You see, the problem isn't on God's part. God's providing the picture of the reality of the lamp, the trees providing the oil, the bowl remaining full, the channels of that oil flowing to the lamps, and the fire will burn as the oil is provided. The fire will burn as the oil is provided. Oh, it brings me back to that rabbit trail. I'm not going down that rabbit trail. I already told you that. But we could. Because that is what stops up the oil from flowing. What are you thinking about? What crossed your mind when I talked about the rabbit trail of something that could be plugging up the channel? McLaren said that if the lamp was fed with oil, it would burn. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Are you getting the picture tonight? Are you getting the picture that what we need is to keep the oil flowing, the source of the lamp oil? It's the Holy Spirit flowing, keeping it flowing, living so that it flows, being the channel for it to flow. It's not by might. We can work hard at the job, and we should be working hard at the job. But we need way more than our might and our strength. We need the oil of the Holy Spirit. We need the oil of the Holy Spirit. I could go off on another rabbit trail about Peter and Pentecost. Maybe that'll come later. Remember, Jesus told his disciples to wait in the upper room, to wait in Jerusalem until they be endued with power. Don't go out there until you've been endued with power. What was he talking about? Well, it's along this same line. It's not by our abilities. It's not by our strength, our might. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's stand together. Take a look at that clock, ladies and gentlemen. I believe, I'll find out later, I believe that I've delivered my heart on the message tonight, as brief as it may have been. And I pray that God will help us. If the oil's not flowing, to get it flowing. And if the oil is flowing, to keep it flowing close, seeking Him and waiting on Him. We need Him. Praise God. I trust you have a good week. Join God's blessings this week. Let's pray for each other. those that aren't feeling well, those that are just plain sick, let's pray that God would touch each one, minister to their needs, lift them up. Amen. Dr. Matlock, would you dismiss us in prayer?